This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The explosion was so intense it took down three row homes and blew out doors and windows and homes down the block. One woman was killed. Two women were injured. This happened in the Nicetown section of Philly yesterday. This morning, investigators trying to figure out what caused it. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us from the scene with the latest on this. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, the site of the collapse is fenced off this morning. There are wooden planks, bricks, shredded metal, all kinds of debris here piled up. And just regular everyday household items, you know, your pillows, your blankets, your laundry baskets, all kinds of that stuff you can see mixed in the rubble. Police are here, PGW crews as well. And it was yesterday when there was just so much chaos close to 5 o'clock in the morning, as people who live here say they heard a huge boom. And all of a sudden, these three row homes collapsed here on the block. Debris went flying. People went scrambling. Officials say they initially took two injured women to the hospital. One of them works for Council President Kenyatta Johnson's office. Then once it was safe for crews, including a canine, to go through the rubble during a secondary search, they say they found the third victim. But sadly, in that case, that woman was dead. Several other homes here were damaged, including Michelle Nolan's, as she explains to NBC 10.
The dining room window is blown out, the kitchen window, back door, sink, the bathroom wall was cracked on the back, everything. It just took out the back of the house, basically.
Those in the block were evacuated. The Office of Emergency Management is now saying that a reception center and a shelter that was set up nearby, that has closed as the utilities were turned back on for those who are able to get back home. The Red Cross will be back today to offer more assistance. Carol, Mayor Parker says those who would like to help can do so by donating to the One Philly Fund.
Thank you, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez in Nicetown, North Philly this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.